In 2002, the emerald ash borer was first discovered in southeastern Michigan. Soon after that, federal and state officials determined the chainsaw was the best way to fight it. Since the tiny beetle arrived, officials estimate the insect has killed, on its own, more than 15 million trees in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. And the infestations keep spreading. There is no known natural predator for the ash borer, no known pesticide. The experts believe the only way to stop it is to destroy it by cutting all ash trees within a half mile of a known infestation. Dan Herms is an entomologist at Ohio State University. He serves on the ash borer science advisory panel. He says the beetle threatens all of North America's 8 billion ash trees.
If the spread of the insect can't be checked or contained to Michigan, it will continue to spread across Ohio and then throughout the eastern United States, killing all the ash trees. So it's going to do to ash, if it's not stopped, what Dutch elm disease did to elm and what chestnut blight did to chestnut.
Over the past 2 years, the three infested states have cut down hundreds of thousands of ash trees to stop the spread. But cutting was the preferred method when the federal government was picking up the tab. In 2004, the federal government allocated some $41 million for protecting and cutting down ash trees. That funding slipped to $27 million last year. And in 2006, the federal government ash borer funding has dropped to $8 million, just one-fifth what it was 2 years ago. Getting at the reasons for the budget cut is difficult. State agriculture officials defer to federal agriculture officials, who defer to Congress. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's ash borer program coordinator, Craig Kellogg, theorizes the war in Iraq and Hurricane Katrina forced lawmakers to cut funds.
We can always speculate between all the other programs that are going on in USDA and the cost of the war and cost of the hurricanes and the cleanups and all that good stuff. But we're not at the level where we're given the full reason why we were cut.
So with little federal money, most of the preemptive cutting of ash trees has stopped. OSU entomologist Dan Herm says he's concerned.
It worries me extremely because if the funding is not restored such to allow at least the opportunity to stop the spread of the insect in northwest Ohio, it will spread throughout eastern United States and will cost hundreds of billions of dollars.
The USDA and the states have now shifted focus. The states will use the federal funding they receive to monitor the spread of the insect, enforce quarantines, and educate the public. Ohio will cut trees only if they find new infestations away from the northwest part of the state. But if the threat is so great to ash trees, why won't the states spend their own money to stop the spread of the emerald ash borer? We asked Ohio Ag Department spokeswoman Melissa Brewer.
Well, you know, the state has been has stepped up to the plate as far as having in-kind services and, taking those programs and running with them. As far as how much money could be contributed and that kind of thing, it's probably a better question of, I don't even know who to direct you on that.
Officials from the different states say with current state budget pressures, it's difficult to find the money to cut down ash trees. And now that federal money has dried up, Indiana scientists say they're not sure cutting trees worked. State officials and scientists say the emerald ash borer is a national problem, and it should be the federal government's responsibility to pay the protection costs. For the GLRC, I'm Mike Thompson.